We've heard from Zanzibar Rothschild, who's listening there, and he says, is there any correlation to earthquakes on the west coast of the US with the tsunami activity in the Pacific? Well, there's some suggestion that if you have big seismic events in one place, that you can get slippage or you can encourage faults to be triggered in other places. But on a global scale, the answer is probably not, because there are thousands of earthquakes happening all around the world all the time. And so by the time the energy reaches an individual fault, the chances are it's probably largely diffused, so that it's probably not sufficiently intense to trigger anything. What do you think, Dave?
Yeah, I think it is possible for one earthquake to trigger another earthquake, which probably would have happened in the next year or so anyway. It's just about to break. It's like if you're pulling something, it's just about to slip. So if the earthquake's just about to slip, then one earthquake can trigger another one.
Presumably if it's geographically quite close.
Yeah, I mean, the closer you are, the more likely it's going to happen. But I think there is evidence it can happen the other side of the world, but only on earthquakes, which would have happened very soon anyway.